second pack of Bikurim Mishnah Bo. Till now we were contrasting and comparing Bikurim to Trumas and Maisers. Since we're comparing and contrasting, the Mishnahs are now bringing other cases which have nothing to do directly to Bikurim. Etzer Shavu LeElon B'Shloisha Drachim Oliyerek V'Derech Echot. The Etzreg is a tree, so therefore it has halachas of a tree in three ways, but it has certain halachas like a vegetable. The difference between Etzreg tree and other trees is that other trees don't need to be constantly watered, whereas an Etzreg tree needs to be constantly watered, which is similar to a Yerek, which needs to be constantly watered. Shavu LeElon is the same as a tree, L'Ba'arla U'B'Ravai. The first 3 years you're not allowed to eat the fruit because it is a tree. Revive the fourth, you have to bring the food to Beit HaMikdash. Uba Shviyas. Most Rishonim learn that Shviyas means that in respect to deciding what year the food is, you go by the time that it started growing, not just by the time it was picked. By trees, you go by the time it started growing. By vegetables, you go by the time it was picked. According to most Rishonim, if the fruit started growing before Shemitah and it continued growing into Shemitah, or even though this food is in the Etzreg, it does not have Kedusha Shviyas. In other words, everybody agrees that all fruit that started growing before Shemitah and ended up growing in Shemitah did not have Kedusha Shviyas. The discussion is in respect to the Etzreg. So the simple reading of the Mishnah says the Etzreg is the same as the other trees, and therefore they have the same status as other fruits that started growing before Shemitah and grew into Shemitah will not have Kedusha Shviyas. The Rambam does not learn that way. The Rambam learns that even if the Etzreg, only by an Etzreg, if the Etzreg was picked on Shemitah, it has Kedusha Shviyas. So basically, according to this, according to the Rambam, if you have Etzreg that was growing before Shemitah and they harvested some of the Etzreg after Rosh Hashanah, those Etzreg will have Kedusha Shviyas. Once again, that's a minority opinion. The Rambam would learn that this Mishnah says it's like a tree in respect to Shemitah, it's growing from the 7th to 8th year. If it started growing the 7th year and it was picked in the 8th year, we don't say that since it was picked in the 8th year, it has the status of the 8th year fruit. No, since it started growing the 7th year, it has a Kedusha Shviyas. Now, of course, the Rambam can be mocked in both directions. Whether it started or ended in Shemitah would have Kedusha Shviyas. Well, the Etzreg is like a vegetable in one fashion, to the Shnatz, the Kitos, the Yisur. There's a 7-year cycle of Trumas and Maisers. The first year of the cycle, and the second year of the cycle, and the fourth and fifth year, you take Truma, Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni, and the third and sixth year, you take Maisa Rishon and Maisa Oni. The seventh year is Shemitah. So, in respect to deciding which year this produce is from, by vegetables, you go by the time it's picked. So, the Tanakam of the Mishnah, which the Mishnah says, every Rabbi Gamliel, this Rabbi Gamliel's opinion holds, that Etzreg, in respect to deciding what year of Trumas Maisers is, you go by time it's picked, and it's based on this idea that the reason why vegetables you go by time it's picked is because you constantly have to water it. So it's living off not just last year's water, but this year's water. Same thing applies to an Etzreg tree. Yeah. By the way, there's another Nafka Mina, is that between the first and second year, even though both years you take up Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni, but you're not allowed to take up Trumas Maisers from one year's produce onto the other thing. So you have to also know which year it's Shaita. Rabbi Lezer Omer Shavalim Mekol Dover. Rabbi Lezer says the full pledged Elon, even in respect to the year of the Maisa, we go by the year it started growing in.